faith to weather the storms. Words from Jesus.
And he got up and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Hush, be still." And the wind died down, and it became perfectly calm. Mark 4:39. I know that at times in life, you can feel so low and discouraged. Your boat is being tossed about on life's ocean. The sky is dark, and the waves are high. Your sails get torn, and the way forward looks uncertain. And it is difficult to navigate. When my disciples were in a storm and the waves were breaking over the boat so that it was being swamped, they grew anxious. So great was their fear that they cried out to me, "Don't you care if we drown?" When I stilled the waves and calmed the sea, they learned that I would always be with them through life's storms. They came to understand that I have the power to help them weather any storm and to overcome life's trials and tests. You will go through storms and rough seas in your life journey, but if you place your faith in my word and you put it into practice, you will be like the wise man who built his house on the rock. No matter what storms come your way, your house will stand. You can stand firm in the knowledge that I will be with you, and I will protect you even in the midst of the squalls. Your Good Gardener. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. John 15:4-5. I am the master landscaper, and I have an intricate plan for your life. It can often be a challenge for you to see the forest for the trees, as the saying goes. When you find it difficult to understand how things in life will work together for your good, you can take a step back and commune with me. Bring all your questions and concerns to me and ask me to help you to have faith in my overall plan. Trust that one day you will understand why I allowed certain things in your life and the good that came from them. I am the good gardener, and I know where to plant the mighty oaks and where to plant the tiniest flower. Everything has a purpose and a special place where it is meant to be, which will also change over time. For there is a season for everything and a time for every matter under heaven, including a time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to break down and a time to build up. Whatever season of life you find yourself in, abide in me and I will abide in you. I am with you and will speak to your heart in the quiet moments when you're alone. So come to me with all your burdens and weights, and let me beautify the garden of your heart and life and make it flourish and bear fruit according to my good will and purpose for you. My plans for your life. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Psalm 138:8. I have planted in you the desire to be a better person and to bear fruit for me, so you can be a faithful witness for me and an example of my love to others. I call you to continue to strive to grow in your love and compassion for others, and to consider the plight of the lost, the oppressed, the helpless, and people who are struggling, lonely, or suffering loss or trials. I bless all those who consider the poor to pray for them and seek to help them and show them my love. When you feel the weight of your imperfections and weaknesses, and you feel inadequate to be all that I have called you to be, bring your every thought and burden to me. Call out to me and ask me to continue to work in your life to fulfill my good purposes for you. Ask me to empower you by my Spirit to grow in your walk with me and have faith that I will do it. Commit your ways to me, seek my guidance, and walk in obedience to my word and trust that I will guide your path. Place your confidence in my promise that I will carry on to completion the good work I began in your life. The Blessing of Giving. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. John 13:35. The example of my followers freely giving of themselves to others has been a powerful testimony over the past 2,000 years. When you give in love without expecting anything in return, whether your time, your resources, or kindness, you shine my light to the world around you. And I have promised to bless you for your giving, which is more blessed than receiving. Even the secular world will highlight stories of heroic and self-giving love and kindness. You see this concept portrayed in books, articles, or movies, where a person is recognized for helping someone in their time of need and sacrificially giving of self for the good of others. Mother Teresa was beloved the world over for that reason, and she was a beautiful testimony of sacrificial love. I have promised in my word that those who give will be blessed and will be rewarded for their giving in the life to come. So keep your eyes set on me and focus on storing up treasures in heaven by freely sharing my love with others. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Part of something bigger. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Ephesians 4:4-6. Fulfilling my great commission means being part of a worldwide body of people committed to living out my calling and being my ambassadors to their part of the world. I have given each of you certain gifts and callings to do your part and fulfill your role. You are each members of my body, and each one is needed and essential. So embrace the calling you have received and exercise the gifts I've given you to play your role in reaching people with my word and truth and sharing my love with others in whatever ways you can. Pray that I will guide you to the people and places where you can serve me and bear fruit for me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.